in big trouble, Mike. Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over. Amanda Nunes. Big combination.
That's it. That's it. It's
all over. Just like that.
You're going to beat the shit out of Ronda Rousey like that for a long time ago. I told you, I trained for this girl since my first fight in UFC. I know it's going to happen now tonight. Prove everybody I'm the best on the planet. Come on, guys. See this? You guys going to stay like, bullshit, Ronda Rousey. Come on. Now she's going to retire and go do movies. She's already have a lot of money. Come on. We have, in this division, we have a lot of talent, you know? Now you guys have to look at these girls coming out and working hard. Come on. Forget about Ronda Rousey.
Oh, Amanda Nunes. Not shy there up on the ring and holding up that belt at the end of what was a comprehensive victory over Ronda Rousey. 48-second TKO in that UFC match on the weekend. John Anik joins us to have a chat about that and what else was on the card. John, were we surprised at the length of time it took Nunes to knock out Rousey?
Yeah, I think that's the rub, just that it only took 48 seconds. And I think physically there weren't as many question marks about Ronda Rousey as much as there were psychological, obviously. She looked to be in the shape of her life, but most of us were of the expectation that with about a year away that she would have shored up some of the defensive holes that were her downfall against Holly Holm, obviously in Melbourne, November of 2015. That didn't happen, and she ran into the wrong fighter, too. I mean, Amanda Nunes was aware that this was the right time to be fighting Ronda after an extended layoff, but Amanda Nunes has a very good chance to reign in this division for some time.
For Ronda Rousey, is this the end for her now? A lot of speculation that it probably is.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, I don't think championship is in the vocabulary. I think at this point, it would be some sort of fight to try to get her righted. I actually think if she won, she was definitely going to retire because I don't think there's much else to prove. She has said repeatedly she doesn't fight for money. But now that she lost, and she lost by way of the worst-case scenario, I think she might come back. I just think this is going to leave such a bad taste in her mouth. And, you know, you don't like to retire in this way. It just doesn't give you the closure and sort of the finality that maybe you're looking for.
It's an interesting situation, John, and from hearing all the commentary of it over the last couple of days, I hear that what the route that she took into this fight and also in regards to the way that she fought the fight or the way she was starting to fight the fight, it was more of a boxing stand-up fight that she was taking when probably her more powerful suit is, of course, her martial arts.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that, for sure. I mean, she did try to clinch briefly, and obviously she was met with Amanda Nunes' jab pretty quickly. I think the big goal for Nunes was to snap that jab in her face so quickly and to stun her so quickly, thereby changing the rest of the complexion of the fight. You know, I just think Ronda couldn't get going. Every fight begins on the feet, and if she's not able to clinch and toss you on your head and grab an arm from there, she's probably going to be in for a long night, especially against other women in the top five. Her striking just hasn't close that gap. You know, there were rumblings that she did very little to no sparring leading up to this fight, and even though there's a trend in mixed martial arts to not spar as frequently, to spar less, not doing it at all is not going to prepare you for battle, and Ronda looked unprepared, unfortunately, once again on the biggest of stages.
And it was seen that her coach, Edmund Tavernian, has probably come in for the most criticism out of the two.
Yeah, that's fair, and I'm not sure that all of the criticism is fair, at least if she's not sparring regularly. Based upon what we saw this weekend, I think there would be some criticism to be levied at him. I think it would help her to align with a bigger camp, even if just for the camaraderie. I mean, this isolation obviously did not work out, whether that meant alienating herself from the media or even just distancing herself from her fans, which she used to very much embrace. So the isolated Rousey sequence did not work out, and who knows? You know, I mean, money is not going to be what brings her back. I think it'll be to have more closure on a career and to prove that she can be competitive again. And again, I still think against most of the women in the top 10, she wins, but the top five is a different story, as proven by Amanda Nunes this weekend.
I was really interested to see comments made by LeBron James in regards to Ronda Rousey and his thoughts on what she should, where she should be seen in the annals, I suppose, of the US scene. And a quote for the people that may not have seen it, in sports, LeBron said, in general, they build you up as high as they can, put you on the highest mountain in the world just to tear you down. That's coming from someone who has experienced that. I presume he's talking about that move from Cleveland to Miami that happened a few years ago. That's exactly what she's going through right now. That's a fact. I know exactly how she feels because I was that athlete. I went through that.
Yeah, it's a very similar circumstance. I think for Ronda Rousey, the fall is just so much more precipitous than people would have thought. And even when LeBron James was dealing with it, it wasn't a question of his individual ability. And that's what Ronda has to sort of realize at this point. You know, after the Holly Holm fight, it's almost like walking back into your new life. The aura of invincibility, the intimidation, it's all gone. And now she has to do it again, and I just think it's a very difficult thing for her to deal with. I think she questions how good she is, and I'm not sure LeBron James ever had to question. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She was built up, and I don't know if it was to be torn down necessarily, but she was built up, Tony, because she was that dominant, and I just never could have predicted that it would have turned out this way.
On a final note on Ronda then, John, is that her last fight for the UFC?
You know, gun to my head, I would say she'll do one more because I think she's still what she was trying to prove Friday night, at least in the States, she did not prove. So I would say one more, but I'm not holding my breath. I think it's 50-50 at this point with a strong lean towards one more fight, and then if it was a win, she'd go out like that.
It's an interesting situation, isn't it? Because Dana White had always been very much against women fighting in the UFC, and it was only from when he saw Ronda that he actually allowed it to happen.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, and people obviously like Joe Rogan calling her a once-in-a-lifetime athlete, and she very much looked to be that. This has certainly been a humbling experience, especially for an athlete smack dab in the middle of their prime. I think she has the competitive spirit to get back. The question is she willing to open up her ears to, you know, new ways to fight? Because at least what we've seen these last two are not going to get her very far, especially against the elite women in the world.
And one of the other big fights on the night, of course, sees us have a new bantamweight champion.
Yeah, Dominic Cruz came in 22-1, hadn't lost since 2007, was undefeated at 135 pounds, and he's dealt with myriad injuries, but it never met his match inside the octagon. That happened this weekend. He just ran into, for my money, the faster, younger, more prime, slightly better athlete, Cody Garbrandt, just with an epic championship performance as underdog and sort of beat Dominic at his own game, was slipping punches beautifully, moved his feet really well. The power shots landed in a timely way. Takedown defense was there when he was tested there. Just a near-perfect performance from Garbrandt, who certainly maximized the showcase. Because when you fight on a pay-per-view with Ronda Rousey, there's a lot more eyeballs. And I think Cody, with respect to Amanda Nunes, I think those two certainly, you know, took the ball and ran with it, so to speak.
Do we have any indication of what's happening on UFC 208?
Well, it'll be Jermaine Durandamy and Holly Holm, you know, fighting for the inaugural UFC featherweight championships. Chris Cyborg was offered this fight and did not take it, and then she is now dealing with a potential anti-doping violation as well. So two elite strikers. Obviously, it's an interesting circumstance because Holly Holm has lost two straight fights and now is moving up a division and fighting for the belt off of two losses, which I don't believe has ever happened before in the UFC. But short of Chris Cyborg, these are the two women that deserve to fight for this belt. And long on striking experience on both sides, should be a good fight.
Text just came off our SMS machine here, John, and I'll send it to you as a final thought. Any chance Ronda Rousey signs with the WWE?
I just don't see it. I think the momentum that she might have had to do that went away a little bit with this result over the weekend, and that would just be a money play, and I don't think it would accomplish a lot of what Ronda wants to accomplish internally, which is to prove herself competitively again. So I think it's a long shot at this point. I think it would have had more legs if she had won this weekend, and I guess we'll just see. I mean, her move will be anticipated. I'm not sure if the return will be as anticipated if it's the UFC, but it'll be anticipated one way or the other.
Really appreciate your time, John. And as we say goodbye to you, we say don't text and drive.
There you go, my man. Thank you so much.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. John Anik joining us there. Of course, that is his famous sign-off line, throwing it back at him there. Hope you appreciate it. Thanks, John, for your time.